other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Savage is coming up in the next segment. This little five-minute thing is kind of a no-man's land because we don't do the news, so I wanted to get him on where everybody can hear him. But most people hear this segment. Let's go to some phone calls right now. Looking forward to Michael Savage. I actually get excited about that. It's hard to get me excited about stuff, but a very interesting individual. Robert in West Virginia on the gun grab, which is now official. A memorandum out of the Justice Department says they want to ban all our guns. Yep. Just more confirmation of these dirty crooks. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I'll have to hurry because I know you don't have much time. I represent a small group of intellectual patriots that have a think tank. We have been analyzing the gun grab and the political chessboard for the last 3 months. And what we have is some dire news. What we see is just like when you fight an enemy, you use their greatest strengths as their weaknesses. The greatest strength of America is its guns. And so what we see is an intentional gun grab in which causes blood on the streets, in which small groups of patriot soldiers will take control of small areas, including parts of our nuclear stockpile, nuclear, chemical, biological. In doing so, our government will call martial law, and China and Russia will call an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council and say that America has fallen and that in order to secure our world, we must go into the United States and secure the nuclear, biological, and chemical.
Well, listen, I played clips where they actually put this out in movies and things as a preconditioner, and you're absolutely right. In NLEO 9, 10, 11, 12 was classified. They had troops from 15 nations on tabletop drills, simulations on paper, their generals, invading America if rebels took over. And that's all exactly. You're absolutely right. Push us into a civil war. Have the Patriots take over certain areas. West Point's training to retake areas from the, quote, right-wingers. That's all official. And then bring in the I-4 foreign troops. And I've talked to people from West Point. I've talked to top generals on and off air. And they say that's what is being trained for them. And that's actually in the news. You're right. That is how crazy these people are. But you know what? I think that would fail as well if they tried to bring in Russians and Chinese. But that's what the NAFTA superhighways are for, all of it. And again, Russia is bad and corrupt, but it's not as allied with the globalists as China. I really see China as the main dog that the global bankers are using as their backup. And notice how the globalists have transferred everything to China. They're putting all their eggs in that basket.
What we see is that what will happen is that a group will have control of one of our nuclear chemical stockpiles, and what will happen will be is that when they'll announce that they will not allow foreign troops onto our soil, and either the Patriot group will hit the invading army with a nuclear weapon, or it will be instigated by the Federalists. Therefore, a limited nuclear strike would occur, and also hitting North Korea and Iran. And that's how America dies.
Well, I know the globalists have been moving offshore and digging in. I tell you, I look at it all as crazy as it sounds. I think what you just said is very plausible. So what's your think tank, a bunch of retired military officers?
My think tank is a bunch of Mensa rejects and Luciferian people that denied entrance into the Luciferians because we refused to join because we were Christians.
Very. Oh, so you were a Mason then? Okay.
No, not a Mason. Not a Mason. I just refused to accept the light of Lucifer.
No, I hear you. Just wild, wild, wild. Yeah, very wild. All right, Michael Savage coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. We have the clip. It's coming up with Michael Savage. Obama saying again, you don't do things alone in America. That's how our system works. You didn't build that. A new clip live on CNN 25 minutes ago. I was just telling Michael Savage about it during the break. He's like, you're kidding. He did it again. Yes, we're going to be playing that clip. But the reason I wanted to get Michael Savage on is A Time for War, Michael Savage, many number one New York Times bestsellers, 30-something books, multiple doctorates. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Most of you know who he is in the talk radio world, or you're hiding under a rock somewhere. But he also writes for WorldNet Daily. They are censoring this. And you know, this is a big subject I've talked about. You notice that Red Dawn was held up, Red Dawn 2, for 2 years because the Chinese government demanded and threatened Hollywood because it was Chinese as the bad guys attacking America. That was re-edited and made to North Koreans, costing them millions of dollars to reshoot and re-edit. Now, Michael Savage, breaking, WorldNetDaily.com, China lobby censoring new book. And we'll get this story linked up at InfoWars.com as well. And this is not a ploy to sell books. Michael Savage, arguably the number two, number one talk show host in the country, doesn't usually do this because I listen to the show and have followed it to sell books. This is in a news blackout because across the board, China owns our fraudulent debt. China has thousands of front companies. Al Gore's on the board of Apple with Foxconn and the suicide nets. They are the liberal tyrants, and they are the new globalist muscle. Michael Savage joins us with this breaking news. And, Michael, it is so exciting to get you on the broadcast.
Well, it's always good to be on, especially someone who kicked the limeys behind on air. As you well know, you know what I think of the spineless side of the Brits. I was always an Anglo file until this thing came along, where this slime, the socialist slime, slandered me and said things I didn't say. And I'm the only American broadcaster, Alex, not allowed to enter Britain. I'm on a list with murderers and terrorists, and nobody in the media, with the exception of Alex Jones right now, dares even talk about how is that possible. Why is my State Department not lobbying on my behalf? But let's not go into the England thing. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you here, as long as we can keep you. I know you got your own show coming up tonight. Let's first plug that, because you now are on Cumulus and exploding across the country.
Well, that's pretty good. Number one, they're the best company in the business, and I'm not just saying it because I work with them. They are the best company in the business, number one. Number two, I'm on the best stations in the country. For example, Alex, I finally got on in New York City on WABC, 9 o'clock at night. Now, what happened? Michael Savage, who's he? I exploded within 2 months to number one amongst younger listeners, mainly males. I mean, women, as you well know, are not a big listenership in talk radio in general. I always joke, I say I have eight women listeners across the country.
Yeah, they're busy not having kids as the whole West dies.
Well, the men listen. But here's the question, Alex, because you have a younger demo and guys mainly. Why are they listening to you? Why did they find Michael Savage, an older guy on WABC? I beat other talk stations. I beat all news stations. I beat
Young people are looking for men role models in the age of crucifying John Wayne. They understand they're having their testicles chopped off, and they want to fight back and have a future.
Well, first they have their testicles cut off chemically. They're chemicalized to destroy their masculinity.
That's right.
And if they survive the chemical castration, the next thing is the educational castration. If they survive the chemical and educational castration, I mean, what's left for them? They don't know which way to turn in this country. You know, Alex, last week I started my show by saying I saw a kung fu movie when I was out on vacation last week. I was watching a lot of television, and there was a picture of a kung fu academy in China with thousands of young Chinese being taught by a really tough, mean kung fu teacher, and he's saying to them, no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And he says, what do we learn here? And the Chinese scream back in Chinese, no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And I say, look at my sad sack country. We have a government and an educational establishment teaching our children to say, I'm weak, I'm in pain, this hurts, that hurts, I need the government to help me. Now, who wins this battle in the long run, Alex? That doesn't take a genius to figure out what's happening, does it?
No.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So now we know that China has lobbied very effectively in Hollywood. The Hollywood sewer pipe, as I've called it affectionately for 20 years now, the Hollywood sewer pipe is controlled by many different factors, but the number one factor is money. Since China controls the money flow to the banks and the banks control Hollywood, we don't have to figure out who controls Hollywood, do we? So my agent said to me when I told him my book is being sabotaged from the top, and I'll explain it in a minute, my agent called me and he said this, and I'm quoting Alex. This is a top New York literary agent. He said, from the government to mainstream media. Oh, no, that's him. Here, he said, from the government to mainstream media, there is a petrifying fear of China and the potential loss of their hypothetical business. The agent said to Savage, he was reminded of a conversation he had with a top Hollywood executive who said to him, they wouldn't produce any films that were anti-China for fear of being blackballed in their market, basically letting the Chinese government censor our movies in this country. Then he said to me, Savage, there must be a way to galvanize conservative media behind A Time for War as the only book willing to take on China, the agent told Savage. Well, guess what, Alex? Aside from you, nobody will discuss this book and its premise.
Well, let's break down what they're censoring here. But to tie in, Obama shutting down dozens of power plants a week. They're not letting new plants open. They're totally clean coal power plants, about 51% of our power. And we're getting ready for that clip, guys. Get ready. This is brand new. This just happened at the end of the last hour. Obama is in Newport, Virginia, at one of the shipyards, talking about getting America going. And I saw this on CNN during the break earlier. I couldn't believe it. This is the incredible restatement of you didn't build that. Here's the clip. Of Obama. Isn't that powerful and dynamic?
Now, I'm laughing because that's radio.
No. I agree. That's radio.
It happens to all.
It happens to all of us.
No, it's a relief. Thank God we're not mainstream media. That wouldn't have happened, and we would have heard nothing
anyway.
Well,
see, the problem is that they're recording it, and they're off the DVR on TV trying to run it to the board. We'll get it. It's amazing. But just put it back up, because on screen it says that, Obama, you can't do things by yourself. That's how our system works. That's a quote. Michael, what do you say to that quote?
Well, I would disagree with him, because the sex therapists across America are going into our churches and teaching people how to pleasure themselves without anyone present. So on the face of it, Obama's wrong.
We have the clip. Here it is.
Get up early in the morning and get to this ship.
I want to bring in John King out of Washington and Jessica Yellen. So a couple things that struck me. First of all, John, two things.
You got to love it. Hey, let's just shut it down, guys. You guys have had enough fun. Hey, it's real radio.
I feel better, Alex. I mean, now my staff is glowing because they realize they're not the only ones.
Hey, people love it. It's real radio. We're going to get the clip. They were running
Alex,
that time.
I remember when I was a kid in New York, I used to like to watch bad television, good television, didn't matter. And there was a Spanish language station that was very primitive. They had props. We used to watch it late at night on Saturday, my friends and I, when we were 11. They were so poorly produced, props would fall over in the middle of a show. I mean, outfits would fall off. And you know what? We watched it. We loved it. So what's the difference? It's a good time.
Well, it's real, and it just happened. It's incredible to see him doing this. Now let's get into your book here that they're trying to censor. The premise of the book that I'm holding in my hand, A Time for War with Michael Savage.
Well, the premise is quite simple, which is that, okay, it starts with a helicopter in Afghanistan, a Chinook, carrying a squad of Navy SEALs plummeting to the earth in Afghanistan. Remember when that happened in 11, when our great commander-in-chief was never blamed for the loss of more Navy SEALs in one incident than in the entire history of the SEALs unit? How come there's never been an investigation of who put all those Navy SEALs in a single old flying helicopter and flew them into a hot zone? Who did that? Who in the military made that decision? Or worse yet, was a decision made by someone other than in the military? Why has there been no Republican outcry? That's how my book begins. But the question is, what happens next? Well, I fictionalized that story in order to make America wake up to the fact that maybe, just maybe, someone will ask who killed all our Navy SEALs. And number two, my allegation, meaning through my fiction, it's a novel, A Time for War, is that there's a Chinese agent in Afghanistan who brings it down with an EMP attack. And the whole book is basically about a lethal conspiracy to not only neutralize our military, but also a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military through EMP blasts and then release a deadly toxin, killing hundreds of thousands of civilians. And my hero, Jack Hatfield, and Dover, a young lady, race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. That's the theme of A Time for War in my novel. It's a novel. It's a novel. That's what it is. So, Alex, the question is, where do I come up with the theory that I am being manipulated, or the
sale? But they're doing it all over the place. I mean, the government's owned by China now. The globalists signed us on to communism and used NAFTA and GATT and all these rules to shut down our industry so only China could thrive. They got their population jumping off suicide nets. I mean, this is how they brought America down.
Yeah, but let me answer the question. People are going to say Savage still didn't answer the fact that he's making a great charge here, that the China lobby is censoring his new book. Where is the proof, right? Well, let me give you one piece of evidence, because I'm trained as a scientist, and the only proof is a series of evidentiary facts. It's like a court of law, right? We can't definitively show you a video of Chinese agents sitting and talking and saying, kill the book. I can show you facts and let people draw the conclusions for themselves. When this book first came out, there was an ad campaign that was leading with, is China already at war with the U.S.? Okay? That was the lead line. Is China already at war with the U.S.? By the time the book appeared, that ad line was dropped and it became a book about terrorism. generic, okay? A generic book about terrorism. Secondly, we had an ad campaign planned for the day of launch, which was last week on a Tuesday. It was supposed to be on the top of some major websites. I will not mention which. I woke up early in the morning looking forward to seeing the ads. They didn't appear. I was screaming and yelling all day long. Finally, a word came back that it was bumped because of this. It was bumped because of that. It was a mistake. And the ads that were meant to run were suddenly running on Sunday morning and in Sunday midnight. They were never appearing where they were supposed to appear. It didn't happen by accident, Alex. Money was paid. Contracts were signed. This was shafted from the top down. Can I prove it? No, but I can offer some evidence. And the publisher is owned by a German holding company, by the way. Without smearing the publisher, for obvious reasons, there's hardly an American publisher left that isn't owned by an international publisher. This one is owned by the biggest publishing group in the world, which happens to be headquartered in Germany. We all well know that the Germans are interested in penetrating the Chinese market. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as the CFR has said, in the New World Order, everything's being positioned to China to leverage everybody out at the lowest common denominator to bring in this system.
Well, the one good news about it all is I've always liked Chinese food, so maybe I can look forward to that. But the thing is, I that wouldn't be the bad. That would be the only good news of the whole thing. It's not a bad cuisine if you get low salt, low fat Chinese food, which is impossible to find in San Francisco. You know, is this Sinophobia, Alex? Because we're going to be accused. Look, you're a renegade broadcaster. I'm somewhat of a renegade broadcaster. You know that. We're sort of outcasts, and we love it because that's what we are. We don't want to be one of these old men sitting on the boardwalk with our pants legs rolled up complaining like Bill Plant did yesterday from CBS. Did you hear that sound clip? You got to hear this one. Bill Plant complains to his friend Howie Kites of the major media. You know, Howie Kites and Bill Plant. And Bill says this. He says, we've gotten used to being called whiny lapdogs. I've heard it for 30 years. But he said, this is about access to the president. And access to the president has been cut and pushed and curtailed over every administration I've covered. But here's the nub of it, Howie. This administration has the tools to reach people on their own now. They don't need us that much. And to the extent that they're able to do that, Howie, they're undercutting the First Amendment, which guarantees a free press through many voices. Isn't that hilarious?
That's right. These idiots sold out, repeated and regurgitated what the establishment said, and now they're being totally cut off, and they're complaining.
Yeah, a free press through many voices, as long as they're all liberal voices. Certainly, you've never been on the free press. I've never been heard from by the free press. We don't exist, Alex. Our large audiences don't exist.
That's right. They're the ultimate censors, legends in their own mind, who sit up there on a mountain telling us what exists and doesn't exist. Did you see Gibbs, regardless of where you stand on the drone program, saying he was told to say the program didn't exist, like the Wizard of Oz, even when the program was public? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Gibbs. I happen to like drones. I know you and I disagree on this. I'd rather see a drone go and kill a real terrorist than sending an American platoon over there to do it.
No, I'm talking about them being domestically used against us.
Well, of course we're against drones in America. You know, the only drone I would approve of would be a drone manned by a government official. A manned drone, not a V-2 rocket. Remember, Hitler used the first drones. They were called V-1s and V-2s. Remember the unmanned rockets that he sent on England? What, now our own government is using V-1s against us?
Absolutely. And in fact, Michael Savage here with us. The crew's doing a great job trying to capture stuff live off TV. We do, drum roll please, have the clip of Obama at a shipbuilding factory in Virginia just about 30 minutes ago. He said this. This is breaking. You didn't build it statement. Number two from CNN. Here it is.
But in order for us to make that happen, I'm going to need you. You know, the one thing about being president is after 4 years, you get pretty humble.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
think maybe you wouldn't, but actually you become more humble. You realize
oh, yeah.
what you don't know. You realize all the mistakes you make.
Mm-hmm.
But you also realize you can't do things by yourself. That's not how our system works. You've got to have the help and the goodwill of Congress. And what that means is you've got to make sure that constituents of members of Congress are putting some pressure on them.
So, again, that's a backhanded way he's saying, oh, I can't be a dictator. But what he's really saying in a factory is you can't do things by yourself.
Well, I think what he's saying is I need you to run to Congress and make them cave in and make sure I can give increases in taxes again, is what he's really saying. Of course, he doesn't believe anyone does anything without the government's help. This is how statists think. this is how statists have been brainwashed from childhood to believe that, for example, Picasso didn't paint his painting by himself. He'd argue that he had to go buy the paints, he had to buy the paintbrush, he had to buy the easel, and he had to rent the model.
But so, other individuals contributed to make a better choice and more variance in society. The idea of collectivism, all it creates is nightmares.
Well, we understand that, but Alex, listen to how they think. You know as well as I do how they think. Why do you think that in the Soviet Union of the past and in China today, there is no individual art? The art has to be state-approved art. Is that correct? How different is that than state-approved art in America today, where there are very few creative artists who are ever seen unless they're working through the National Endowment for the Humanities, National Endowments for the Arts, or they're in a university tenured position? You don't see or hear from them because they're not state-sponsored. We are becoming increasingly like a Soviet state. We understand that, Alex, and we're fighting against it. The question to you, Alex, is people are screaming, what the heck can I do about it? I've tried. Look what they gave us in the last election, a choice between Mr. Milquetoast and the communist, the naked Marxist. Then the naked Marxist, Obama, floods America with illegal aliens 3 months before the election by granting amnesty through the, quote, Dream Act. Without congressional approval, there wasn't a peep out of the drunks called Republicans.
Well, Michael, that was my next point, is that isn't it time for impeachment? It was a long time ago. He says our military's under NATO control. He goes on to say that he can have cybersecurity shut down a free speech if Congress doesn't act. He says now he can legalize the illegal aliens by fiat. Well, you and I can't go to Mexico and have babies for free and everything paid for. They're taking American hospitality and using it to literally bankrupt this country. And isn't that their goal, is to bankrupt things, to collectivize it?
I'm not sure that they want to bankrupt the country. I think they just simply are into controlling it. And remember, Alex, my analogy is different than yours. There was a TV show called The Sopranos. You probably don't watch much TV.
No, I've seen it. Yeah, the mobsters.
Okay, so it's when the mobsters from New Jersey, they run a gambling, private gambling den, right? They get a guy in who's a friend of theirs, by the way, who owns a huge sporting goods store. And they tell him, don't gamble. You're a sick, degenerate gambler. He gambles anyway. He loses all of his money. So the mafia gets their hands into his sporting goods store, right? Now, the next scene is they already move into the store. They get in the back room, and they're taking stuff out of the back door. They now own the guy. Not only they're busting out the store by selling things in the back out of trucks, now they're taking a line of credit, Alex, that the store has, and they're running up first-class airline tickets to the tune of millions of dollars. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like we've been taken over by the same gang that took over the sporting goods store, and they're busting us out by running up our credit, taking our credit line
and
running it up.
No, I totally agree with you. That's my analysis exactly.
It's like a gang took over America. How dumb do you have to be not to see
it? No, it's government anarchy, as you call it.
It is government anarchy, and that's a phrase I was using, but people don't understand what I say, Alex. Maybe some do. I have a big audience.
Hey, let me bring this up. Why do all of the major conservative libertarian hosts talk crap about each other or start fights? I don't do that, but when I'm listening to talk radio, they're constantly sniping at you and then acting like you're sniping at them when they're starting it, and then I've got Mr. Beck behind the scenes always trying to make stuff up. Why, don't they get there's going to be no country in the future if
here's
we don't...
Alex, here's the answer. When you're the lead sled dog, the other dogs are barking at your ass.
I guess that's true, yeah.
I mean, did I use a word I'm not allowed to use?
No, you're right. I guess that's...
I mean, when you're the lead sled dog and they're tied behind you pulling a load, they're mad at your behind.
Oh, man, Michael Savage is our guest. I've got a bunch of questions for you, and we're going to come back from break if we can keep you, because I've got to get into how you think we get America back, where you think the future is going, what's going on in the Republican Party. But again, I've never heard you come out and talk about a book being censored like this, and I've seen China do this publicly, saying they couldn't put out Red Dawn, and there should have been a congressional investigation when they didn't put out Red Dawn for 2 years to re-edit it. And the communists didn't even pay to have it re-edited. I mean, since when did our country let the communist Chinese that kill their political dissidents and sell their organs dictate books and films? I don't think it's a theory. There is a news blackout on your book.
You know, if you go to any major bookstore, Barnes & Noble, I went into a local one yesterday. The book is prominently displayed because the publisher buys that. You know how books work.
In cap. Yeah.
Yeah. They're right up there. They're beautiful. But no one knows the book is there. They're not going into. I need a revolution of my listeners to go in and just buy the book. It's that simple. You say, well, you just want to get rich. I hope people believe me. It won't change my lifestyle one iota. I need people to ask a question. Who in the U.S. military put all those SEALs on a Chinook helicopter that got shot down in Afghanistan?
Stay there. Why did they kill the SEALs? I agree. Oh, yeah. We're coming. I think that was on my list of questions. You didn't even know it. Zero Dark Easter Bunny. We're going to talk about it all with Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm a talk radio listener. And I really can't listen to any of the big national hosts. I've said this before. And you know I don't talk trash about other hosts other than people that attack me behind the scenes. Empty suits, as some people call them. But I like Michael Savage, even though I disagree with some of his views and some of the things he said tongue-in-cheek about put the liberals in forced labor camps. Now I get the point. He was saying they want to put us in forced labor camps. But I just really like Michael Savage.
Alex, listen to me. I'll say it again. You better put them in a camp before they put you in one. As George Orwell wrote in the 1930s when he saw what the communists were going to do, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. They, if they could, would put you and I in a concentration camp.
No, no, they call for our arrest all the time. I mean, they call for ending free speech. They love it.
Yeah, and look at this. The same bastards who try to push through the fairness doctrine to put me out of business, they're the same sons of bitches who are right now doing everything against the American way. Everything imaginable, whether it's seizing guns, seizing speech, seizing property, or pandering to the enemy. It's the same SOBs all over again. That's why they want us silenced.
You know, it really is true, and I'm sure you've seen the Bill Ayers witnesses from the trial, the FBI informants. It was later confirmed in the trial, the Weathermen. They were talking about putting 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps and licking their lips talking about beating us and killing us and shooting us. And then they had a White House petition countering my Piers Morgan petition a few months ago saying, let's have federal militias to go confiscate the guns. They dream of some red terror Lenin takeover. I mean, these people really are nuts.
Well, on Sunday, their good friend Louis Farrakhan gave a speech to 10,000 Nation of Islam followers where he appealed to gangbangers. You should get that soundbite where he said to them, you guys know how to use guns. All the guns you own are illegal, meaning they can't be seized. And he said, we want to teach you the arts of war because although one of our own, he said, is running the country, he's not helping us. We have to help ourselves. What was he saying? What was he saying?
No, I saw the clip. In fact, we played the clip.
And by the way, is the Nation of Islam the secret private militia that Obama hinted at before he was elected in 2008?
There's the headline, Farrakhan recruits Chicago gangs for protection. Well, look at the new FEMA Corps now launching people. I want to get into the martial law civil war scenario with Michael Savage of The Savage Nation, one of the top talk show hosts in the country, best-selling author, new book, A Time for War. Michael Savage joins us right now. But first, let's go back to the bin Laden raid, very questionable. One helicopter crashes. They dump the body in the ocean along with the Keebler elves, and then they pack 23 SEALs on a helicopter. I actually talked to a SEAL who has a buddy, one of the few survivors of SEAL Team 6, who says that they believe the helicopter was blown up. Michael Savage, where were you going with that?
I think they were sacrificed by the Obama administration. At least someone in the administration gave a little gift back to the enemies of America and said, okay, we took out Osama bin Laden. You can have all 23 Navy SEALs.
No, you're right. It was 30 total. It was some Army guys, too.
Yeah, there were Rangers, and then there were some Afghan special forces. I think it was 23 SEALs.
Yeah, 23 SEALs, and I think 34 total. But go ahead.
I was screaming on my show, who made the decision to put them in a Chinook helicopter? Alex, you know that the Chinook is a Vietnam-era helicopter.
They're a death trap. The SEALs said they're never put on those.
Okay. In fact, the bin Laden raid was conducted with three advanced attack helicopters.
Stealth.
Yeah, why were these guys put into one old flying helicopter that was allegedly shot down with an RPG? I allege it was shot down with a blast, an EMP blast, in the novel A Time for War. How could I prove it? I can't. I'm only a fiction writer, after all, Alex. I have no inside information. But the question is, why was this never investigated? This was the single greatest loss of Navy SEALs in American history. And Obama runs around, I'm a commander-in-chief, I killed Osama bin Laden, and that schmuck, whatever his name was, who we forgot already, Romney. How many times did I say on my show, Romney, get up during the debate and say to him, okay, sir, you should take credit for killing Osama bin Laden, but do you also want to take credit for killing 23 Navy SEALs? Who in your administration did that? He could have sank his presidency during the campaign, couldn't he have, Alex?
You're absolutely right. Now, getting into the domestic operations, you have 2 billion rounds of ammo now, not 1.6 billion. You have drones for domestic operations, the new DHS-funded drone, $400,000 a piece. They're now putting out training videos showing the drone targeting what it looks like redneck cracker gun owners, to use one of their pejorative terms. You've got all these domestic checkpoints popping up. You've got the DHS training manuals that we got saying veterans and gun owners are the new Homeland Security threat. You've got Obama turning Al-Qaeda loose in Libya and Syria. I mean, this is a full flipping of Homeland Security onto the American people. Are they trying to set up a civil war, Michael Savage?
How do I know what they really want to do? It almost doesn't matter whether they're trying to do it, because they're really moving people against each other, aren't they? I have never seen a more divisive presidency in my life. I've never seen a president who basically antagonizes, should I lay it on the line, the older white males on a daily basis. He literally relishes making older white males angry. He prays they will do something crazy to justify a reaction by this psychotic fascist in the government, to make it very clear. Okay, I don't know how else to put it. He's trying to provoke a war in this country. Whether it will happen is only a matter of whether someone goes off or not.
But what is their end game? I mean,
obvious. It's obvious. Government control. Government control. We understand he's not a savior. We understand he's a demagogue. And he's not a right-wing demagogue. He's a national socialist demagogue. Everyone forgets that a certain Austrian who lived in Germany in the 1930s was a socialist. He hated capitalism. Do you know that, Alex?
He wanted centralized crony control and used selective socialism to transfer wealth, which you always see with the crony groups. What about Dorner? Yeah, the whole system was paralyzed for a week over one guy. How do they think they're going to start a civil war? By the way, he was a pro-gun guy who then... an anti-gun guy who was then out there using guns to reportedly shoot police.
That was a crazy case. And what the media did, the vermin in the media, and I'll say it until people hear me. Okay, I won't use a word that's so charged. The solenterates in the media, the worms in the media. The worms in the media, how's that? The worms in the media refused to report that mad, crazed cop Dorner, who was killing people, his first two victims were a couple, a young woman who was of Chinese African-American descent and her fiancé who was African-American. They wouldn't show their picture, Alex. We had to search for it and put it up on michaelsavage.com. Why did the media not show that Dorner's first victims were a black man and a Chinese black woman? Because then it wouldn't have fit their agenda.
They wanted to make it about racial division.
That's right. The rats, the solenterates, the worms in the media are trying to destroy us. They've destroyed this country. The very same worms that Obama's now saying, I don't need you anymore, are now crying that he doesn't need them anymore. But it's those worms, never forget, who destroyed this country.
So what is the end game then, if he's even raising taxes on the payroll of the poorest people? I guess drive them into pure bankruptcy to get on welfare and make them totally dependent, wreck the country. But you're saying you don't think that's the total plan. Well, that's what they're doing.
No, that's not the plan. I think people think that mistakenly. Let's look at who doesn't pay taxes in America. Let's look at General Electric. I keep using that as a prime example for a couple of reasons. GE had reportedly an income of $5-some billion U.S. income. They paid zero taxes because of the rigged system. Who is the president of General Electric? Jeffrey Immelt. What else does General Electric own? NBC and MSNBC. Why else would they take a street slime, an uneducated dolt, street slime, rabble-rousing, uneducated rat like Al Sharpton and give him $1 million a year or more to be on MSNBC? Because he keeps the mobs, the rent-a-mobs that he used for years, away from Jeffrey Immelt's General Electric headquarters. Isn't it cheaper to pay a rat like him $1 million a
year? That's
right.
And then Obama made the head of GE the head of the Economic Council, where they selectively can keep their coal power plants open. They get a waiver, but everybody else gets shut down. It's classic mafia tactics. So,
wait, Alex, listen. If GE paid their fair share and Google paid their fair share and all the other corporations who are tied into the Obama administration, and now let's go to another one, Alex, that no one talks about. Why are Indian gambling casinos tax-free? Why don't they pay their fair share?
No, if you're an insider and support the mafia, you're tax-exempt, and then they say people making $200-something thousand a year are rich, dirty rats who aren't paying enough federal taxes at 40%. You add all the rest of it. It's like that golfer pays 65% and bitched about it, and California said, how dare you? You should pay more.
if GE and the other tax-evading corporations paid their fair share, if Indian gambling casinos paid their fair share, this budget would be balanced. But nobody will talk about the sacred cows, will they? Because they are the government. In other words, they're not separate from the government. They are the government. Who do you think put this guy in the White House?
So how do we stop them? How do we stop them?
I don't have an answer other than talking about it. Free speech has tremendous power. It's the proverbial pebble in the calm pond, Alex. If we keep throwing these pebbles into the pond and the rivulets go out to the edges, eventually people will wake up. Eventually they will act up. There is no other answer that I have, Alex.
I agree with you. If we roll over, we're in deep trouble. And the problem is the same insider financial interest that are crony monopolists who want tyranny and a organized command and control economy, they are funding both parties. And now you see the mainline Republican Party demonizing the more hardcore Tea Party that are our listeners who are actually just Americans. What do you think about the establishment Republicans claiming that Obama is a mandate for socialism and that Republicans should have open borders, abortion, tyranny, everything else? What do you say to that attempted capitulation? I say it's a hoax.
Well, it's either you want socialism on a fast track with Obama or socialism on a local train with the Republicans. They're no different. I call them the Democrats for 20 years in radio, or the Republicrats. What's the difference? We have a one-party system. It's an oligarchy. We all understand that. So the Republican Party is irrelevant. It's become a totally irrelevant party. There are some great people in it. Ted Cruz, I happen to be a big fan of Ted Cruz. Will he come on the show? Absolutely not. Did Rubio ever want to come on my show? Absolutely not. So they're all establishment types. I understand that. But I don't hold it against them.
Well, here's an example of style then. Okay, let me just throw this at you. I was mad. I was angry. I was in a bad mood. He was playing factoid games. I blew up at Piers Morgan. It was huge news. He's scared to have me back. They claimed I defeated gun owners, but the truth is it scared them. And I met with Morgan later. I saw him in Houston. And he said, oh, we don't want you back on. We don't want to make you too prominent when my audience and your audience dwarfs his by a factor of, you know, 10, 15, 20 times. But the issue is I actually kicked their butt. Because I actually said, get out of your coma, wake up. They say it's discrediting to get angry and aggressive. The truth is, that's one of the only hopes we've got. Do you agree with that?
1,000%. Get in their face. They're a bunch of cowards, every last one of them. They're terrified of real men. If you can, spit in their face and tell them I said so. You have no idea what contempt I have for these people. The media is destroying America. And guys like Piers Morgan are the epitome of everything wrong with the media. The fact is, Alex, you did a great job. I admire you for it, and you should keep doing it. I myself don't go on any shows. I haven't for years. I learned my lesson a long time ago. They're snakes. They're the lowest form of vipers.
Well, they'll tell you it's live and then do a tape show while they're taping you, while the show's already on, but they'll tape it in a segment and then edit it. They're incredibly deceptive. And expanding on that, I didn't bring that up to inject myself into the story for listeners. I brought it up to say I believe and I've seen being aggressive with the truth is the only dog we've got in the fight.
Look, you did a great job. Someone's got to fight back. If more in Congress did what you did, we'd be in better shape. Why don't you run for office since I have declared it's time for war? Time for war. Why don't you go to war and run for Congress?
I'll put it back to you. Why don't you run for Congress, Michael?
I thought about it for many years, and I'll give you one answer. I don't have the personality for it. I can't mince words. I don't have the patience to sit politely with my hands folded and say, I don't want to do any fundraising. Moreover, I really don't want to pander for votes.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I got involved in some campaign stuff and the begging for money and the questionnaires and just all the weirdness and the sycophants that worship the political class, totally sick. Now, you've talked a lot about this. The 2 billion bullets, I want to specifically get into that. The domestic drones, the Homeland Security training. I mean, that has captured the public's attention, that the military-industrial complex is being converted over as a system to control us. I think that's something they're really scared of, us covering that.
Well, it's obvious what they're doing. They're drying up the supply of ammunition. If they couldn't control the guns, what they're doing is controlling the ammo supply. That's very obvious. I had an expert on the Michael Savage show last week who called in from WMAL in Washington. He said he's a manufacturer of weapons and bullets. And he said that's exactly what they're doing. Not only, you don't know this, Alex, but not only did they buy all of the available ammo, they've put in advance orders to give them priority for any ammo that's manufactured in the future. What they've done is completely dry up the supply. They're very clever. Don't ever underestimate your enemy, Alex.
I agree.
They are very clever. They're very angry. They're very frightened. And that makes for a very dangerous enemy. So they can't get you on the Second Amendment. So they cleverly said, okay, so we can't take the guns away from the cracker. Let's take the bullets away from the cracker. That's what they're doing here, Alex. And that's exactly what needs to be exposed to the general public.
You said this about 3 years ago. And after you said it, there was a Financial Times of London article, official Democratic Party fundraiser letter to the millionaires that said, don't worry. Even he's going to get reelected, and there's going to be big events that help Obama take over. There's going to be crises, and we're going to blame it on the right-wing radio. Now, you said that before they even came out and said it. I've been saying that. What about the false flag Reichstag event, Michael Savage? I see that as basically all the cornered rats have left, stage stuff or let stuff happen and blame it on us.
Well, there are people who are saying that these recent shootings from Sandy Hook onward were staged by the government in some way. I can't accept that as a reality. I don't know how they could brainwash that idiot Lanza to go kill innocent school children.
Sir Ann.
Go right down the list. Right to Dorner. Are they all government brainwashed lunatics? I mean, I don't know if you believe that. I personally don't. But it's interesting to me as an epidemiologist that they all seem to come within a short period of time, isn't it? I mean, they've all occurred in a very short period of time, just as the gun grabbers have raised their rhetoric about taking away our Second Amendment rights. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say it fits, but is it true? I don't know.
Well, a lot of it is they just, I mean, look at the Batman shooter in Aurora, where he gets DARPA funding and is protected, and the psychiatrist is top Air Force assigned to him. I mean, even the police in L.A. said Sirhan wasn't the shooter of RFK. And you know about amnesiac drugs, Dr. Savage.
I really don't know that side of it. You're so much more deeply involved in this whole side of things than I am, Alex. I don't think we need to even go there to understand that the enemy of our freedoms exists. It's real. It has names.
Regardless, they're using the crisis to take our liberties, like Rahm Emanuel said.
Well, that's right. But why would they let a crisis go to waste?
All right, Michael, I'm going to twist your arm. There's only a five-minute segment left. I want to end the show with you, with any other points that you think are important to hear, riveting, important information. I can't believe it. Michael Savage on my syndicated radio broadcast, a powerful transmission. MichaelSavage.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Final segment.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's the final segment with Michael Savage, the end of the syndicated radio broadcast today. Just incredible. Incredible. Ron Paul yesterday, Ted Nugent yesterday, so much more. And we've got all these other big guests coming up later in the week. I was on Howard Stern, of all people, this morning. Okay, going to Michael Savage here. I was saying to him during the break, what is the solution? Let's punch this up. DrudgeReport.com. Obama, you can't do things by yourself. And, of course, some will say he meant it like, oh, all we're doing is, you know, saying I can't do things by myself, but he's actually implying give me more power and I can fix things, make me the dictator. That's what I think was coming out of that. And another backhanded socialist comment, you didn't build that. But going to Michael Savage, I was asking during the break, what is the solution? And he said it's in Ecclesiastes. Michael Savage, you have the floor.
Ecclesiastes said to us, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to love and a time to hate, Alex. And then Ecclesiastes writes, a time for war and a time for peace. I'll ask your listeners if the left has not declared war in America. If they are at war and they know who their enemy is, and believe me, they define their enemy every day, why is it that we don't know that we are at war? I said the same thing while the Islamists were targeting us. Every time these stooges in the CIA or the FBI or DOD would give a speech saying, Islam is not at war with America, I would want to break things in my house. I would say, they sure know who they're at war with. They've declared war on Christianity and Judaism. They've declared war on women and freedom. And we don't know who's at war. They know who they're at war with. And unless we understand that they're at war with us, we're going to lose this war, Alex, as we are doing. We are losing the war for two reasons. One, because most Americans don't know that the radical left has won. They're in power and they're in daily warfare against freedom. Number two, the media no longer exists. And number three, there is no effective Republican opposition. We have a single one-party system in this country. And so it's left to the people to say, the hell with you. You're at war with me. I'm going to get in your face like you did on the Piers Morgan show, Alex. Everyone has to get into everyone's face. Don't let them run you down with guilt or with shame. There are more of us than there are of them, and we can win if we just don't give in.
In the few minutes we've got left, is there any chance to get an impeachment movement going?
You know, No, don't waste your time. It'll work for Obama, not against him. It'll be turned into a laughing stock by Rahm Emanuel and the media operatives.
Okay, well, then how do you stop him? I mean, what do you do?
He's going to make a bigger mistake than he's already made. I see, I'm a believer in God and fate. And I believe this man is so out of control with his ego. And I watch, one of the things I do for a living is I watch behavior. If you watch Obama walk, if you watch him speak,
arrogance.
You see the man bopping down Air Force One. You see him inviting the slime from Hollywood sewer pipe into the White House. You see him using his wife in a way that the First Lady has never been used before. These people are out of control, Alex. They're going to make an error. I believe that God's hand is behind it all. I just think God's taking his time about it. This man will make an error through arrogance that will bring the entire house of cards down. That is my belief.
I agree that power never works the way they want, like Hitler turning east into Russia. As I get more power, I get more humble. I don't understand this thing of as you get more power, you get more crazy and more arrogant.
That's because you don't use drugs. They do. They're all medicated. There should be drug testing in Congress. There should be drug testing in Congress, Alex. My final word.
And again, you've got a degree in epidemiology, nutrition sciences, PhDs. I mean, you name it. You can recognize it. And I look at Pelosi. She looks like she's hopped up. I mean, if I pulled her over, if I was a cop, she looks like a total, like she's on something.
She's on power. But if you look at Congress and make them pee in a cup, I guarantee you 60% of them would be fired.
Amazing. The book, A Time for War. Get it. Get it out to everybody. They don't want you to read it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.